The chairman of the House Agriculture Subcommittee in charge of biotechnology and research was part of an AgriPulse panel addressing those issues for National Agriculture Day last week. Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois says his subcommittee is working with the new chairman of the House Agriculture Committee to set their priorities this year.
Everything moves slower than what I would like here in Washington, but I got to give Chairman Conaway a lot of credit. We've been doing a lot of groundwork, making sure our committee members know the types of issues that we're going to tackle on our subcommittee, and also making sure that it fits in with what Chairman Conaway's agenda is for the full committee. The types of issues that we're going to face with this subcommittee regarding bio and horticulture and research, but they're issues that are important to this country. They're issues that are important to agriculture. They're issues that are important to our whole food supply chain. And these are the tough issues that we have to tackle, and we have to let science come to the forefront rather than hysteria. And those are issues that you face in agriculture every single day. And I think we need policymakers, Republicans and Democrats, that are willing to face the tough issues and stand in front of their constituents and also the agriculture community and make the decisions that need to be made.
Davis offered some advice for the agriculture community in making their voices heard in Congress.
The ag community is probably one of the most engaged sectors in public policy that we see here in Washington. But make sure that when you have priorities, that those priorities are expressed in a way that you don't run all over each other either. Because as a policymaker, it's pretty tough for us to become experts in all of our different areas of what we're supposed to be experts in. That's why we have the committees. That's why you have areas of expertise. But even then, sometimes we're only good at becoming experts in generalities. So when you do make sure you put your priorities forth, make sure you do it in a very concise way that's going to allow us to take what you discuss with us and then act on it. Because unbeknownst to the 24-hour news cycle, there are a lot of us out here that want to take advice and turn it into action. And understand that perfection is never going to be part of any piece of legislation.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.